escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Might have to get Amelia Draper on the phone. Figure out if it's going to warm up in Ashburn today in this tent.
76.
Power came on and all the fans were on, and me and B were like, we don't need those fans today.
Not today.
Not today. No, no, no. Not today. That's what that bunker did to me on 16 at Navy. Straight up Dikembe. I swear that thing jumped up out of nowhere. Today's the last official day of training camp. And so it got me thinking, maybe give out some training camp awards. Let me be clear. Training camp awards have no monetary or societal value.
Yeah, I thought you said you're going to give everybody $1,000 that you choose.
Nah, I did not say that. Just to be crystal clear, I did not say that. But I want to run through kind of what I've thought, and then B, and Jeff's been out here enough. I'm curious his thoughts. There's a lot of kind of different categories, but the dude that has impressed me most, that I didn't know what we'd get. Debo's been phenomenal. Yep. I thought Debo has looked great. Like just an all effort guy. Mm-hmm. Any conversation about his weight, and his weight was a factor last year. He said it. He got sick. I think it really screwed up his season. He seems focused, driven. He's going into a contract year. I think Debo in Cliff Kingsbury's offense, like, there is a lot to like there. Mm-hmm. I have just been super impressed by Debo. You want me to keep going with my list?
All right.
My best rookie in camp, I know a lot of folks are going to want to say Bill, and Bill's been good. And I think Connerly over the last 2-3 weeks has been really good.
Yep.
But the dude that showed up, and Lane has been really good. Now, Lane is starting to show more and more offensively now, right? But the dude that showed up day one, clearly an NFL player, was Trey Amos.
2-3, baby.
Dude, like, just day one, that's a starting outside corner in the
NFL.
He's
ready to rock.
And I'm not knocking anybody else, but, like, he's been fantastic. I hate that he didn't get to play against the Bengals, mm-hmm. but he was out there yesterday. Assuming he's going today in what we expect to be a relatively high-energy practice, I'm excited to see that because you hate to – you hate to hear the word hamstring.
I hope high energy practice is going to be like it because I don't know what's going on in the bubble.
It is
right
interesting.
Now.
There's
it's
something
high,
going
it's high
on.
Energy going on already.
It's loud in that bubble.
Damn.
Best free agent addition. You could take this a zillion different ways mm-hmm. because I think Kinlaw's look good. I think there have been various players that have looked good that were free agent additions, but I think Dietrich Wise has looked really good. He's got that veteran presence to him. He made the play against Burrow.
You watch him walking around. You go, okay, who is this dude? He go on the football field. Dude plays football.
He's got a funny gait.
Yeah, he walks like Lurch. I'm not talking about Lurch on the jungle. I'm talking about Lurch, the Lurch you saw on TV.
Right.
You rang that guy. That's how he walks.
I like when you do the Lurch impression.
I'm being real. But I saw him walking, and I was like, who the hell is this dude here? And that's Wise. And he got on the football field. Dude moves on the field. He's strong as hell, too.
Totally. Now, my apparently Jeff's cousin said this first, so we'll credit him just in case he's listening. I've been saying this for some time, but you never know. In the content game is a dirty business, right? I've thought Kwan has been great. I thought he was really good in the playoff run last year, playing with hurt shoulders.
He's outstanding.
I think actually making the Pro Bowl is usually a year after you play at a Pro Bowl level. Mm-hmm. I think Kwan could really break out this year. They have so many primetime games,
Does
so many opportunities.
If you're talking to Kwan's dad and you mentioned that if he keeps playing like this, he could be in a Pro Bowl. Because I want to know if I got to give somebody credit, because I told Twan Dez this last year. So if I got
to maybe
give
Jeff's credit, cousin has to credit
if,
you.
If I got to get credit to somebody, you know, let me know, because I don't know how the content game works, because I can't stand the goddamn content game, because it's always about the game instead of the actual game.
Right.
So I don't know. Should I have to say something?
I don't know. It's up to you.
I know I was talking to Quan's dad when he called me on my phone, so we were talking together. So I don't know if somebody was listening and went out and started saying stuff, though. So, you got to give credit to people.
Shout out to Jeff's cousin. And then I don't know what this category is. I have said this throughout camp. Mm-hmm. Like, when I would go do an interview for another show or something, people are always like, oh, who's catching your eye during camp? And there are players. Amos, Bill, Jalen Lane.
Who's catching your eye?
People are catching my eye lots of places. But there's one dude where your entire being gravitates towards. There's one dude with an undeniable gravitational pull, and it's Jaden Daniels.
Totally.
So, like, I just wrote best Jaden. That's the category I got. Like, I think you and I might have different answers for most impressive, best rookie, all the other things, but do you have a different answer for best?
No.
No.
No, like, not at all.
He is the dude, and it's just
that dude.
So clear he is the dude.
Yeah.
And I find that when you've got a dude like that, different ball game, man. Different ball game. All right, B. So we'll go through the superlatives. We're going to open the phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I know a lot of fans were out here for a whole bunch of practices. Obviously, people have opinions on best rookie, who's a Pro Bowler this season that hasn't maybe had that level of shine on them. But, Brian Mitchell, for you, who has been most impressive during training camp?
Most impressive?
This is not – best is its own category.
Best is its own. Okay, most impressive.
And I kind of think, like, maybe a dude you didn't know what to think going in.
I'm being honest with you. The most impressive I've seen during training camp has been Jalen Lane for me, because he came in as a guy that I say, okay, he's going to be the return guy, but every day he was making a play deep. You know, and what I like seeing about that is a young guy who comes in with, and you have a notion of we're going to use him here. He basically said, no, you have to try me somewhere else too. And he began to make those plays, and then you start seeing him getting in more opportunities. Other people are expecting him to play too. So I normally put that to like a little rookie, you know. Go with
So you're giving him most impressive and best rookie?
No, I'm going to give him most impressive because the big plays I wasn't expecting those. I expected the return aspect, but I didn't expect the offensive stuff. So I'll give him that. The best rookie I'm going to go with my man Trey.
Okay, Amos also. Mm-hmm. He's been fantastic, and that's not taking anything away. Clearly,
that's not taking anything away. But listen, we don't have to put that caveat.
Yeah,
you got a right to give somebody else best without. You're not necessarily knocking
right.
The other person.
Totally.
If people don't understand that, that's their damn problem.
Totally. Who is your best free agent addition? It's tricky because, like...
It is, but I've been watching Jones and Harris, mm-hmm. both, and I can see why they went to get both of those guys.
Just vets.
They may not be, like, the jump off the page, but they don't make mistakes. You know, they remind me of people like, I'm going to name two names, and it's going to be old school fans of the team will have to remember these. Ron Middleton and Terry Orr.
Touchdown Terry Orr.
When you saw them on the football field, you saw them walking to the field, you're like, who is this? But when they got on the field, you never said, oh, man, look at that. But you never ever said, damn, he blew that play. You get what I'm saying? They always did what they were supposed to do. And if you always do what you're supposed to do consistently, you may not be the greatest, but you damn sure are one that's needed. And I've looked at both of those guys in that way, so I like both of them.
Okay, I like that. 2025 Pro Bowler.
2025 Pro Bowler. Other than Jaden?
Jaden's already in the best category.
Other than Jaden? Oh, man. 2025 Pro Bowler. I'm going to go in a spot you probably wouldn't even suspect it.
Okay.
Coleman.
Ooh, Brandon Coleman. He was back out there yesterday.
At guard.
That was a walkthrough.
Because I believe his athleticism is going to help him more down there at guard than it did outside.
I like that. I like that. And best?
The best we already
five.
Said. I mean, you can't go. You can't. If anybody else has someone that's best other than him.
You're nuts.
They need to go get. They need to go pee in a cup. And get to test it to see what's going on.
All right, our guy Jeff Walker was out here a lot, made a lot of good content.
Jeff did a good job.
Jeff,
man.
You did a good job at camp this year. So we're going to let you answer all the questions, and then we're going to open the phone lines up for folks that want to weigh in. Jeffrey, who was your most impressive?
I got to agree with you on the Debo thing, JP, for most impressive. A lot of things, when I came out there, I was like, okay, let's see if Debo got as big as everyone said he was. No, the way he moved, the way he catched the ball, the routes he's been running, and how he's just been building that chemistry with Jaden, I love it. Best rookie, I got to go with Jalen Lane, man. I like the flashes I've been seeing from him as well, especially with that catch he made in the game last weekend. I mean, last Monday. Best free agent. I just got to say Von Miller. I'm going to take Von. I just like the way he moved. I think he's going to be a problem this year.
That's a good one.
2025 Pro Bowler. I'm going to say Laremy Tunsil. I like the way Laremy is looking at that left tackle position. All the people that said he wasn't a leader and all this stuff when he was in Houston, I've seen the complete opposite of that in Washington. Best, of course, is JD5, man. It seems like he is not taking a step back at all.
Yo, he's taking a step forward.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the conversation around, like, oh, you know, I'm not sure he can – like, people are so convinced on regression and, like, the fourth downs won't be the same. I don't feel it that way. I don't see it that way. I think he's one of the best players in the NFL.
Oh,
Jaden.
You don't have to think. you the drop think now. That's already been proven. Didn't they just name the top 100?
Dude, they haven't named him yet, and they're up to like 23, I think.
They haven't named him yet?
No.
He's probably top 10.
Right.
So we already know he is.
We know he's at least top 23.
If other people on our team have already been named and he hasn't been, you know he's coming to top 10. So, yes, he is one of the best in the league. I'm not going to say think. I know.
Good call, Jeff, on Tunsil being a Pro Bowler because.
But see, the thing of it, and I think Jeff hit it like we normally do. We normally go with someone that hasn't been to the Pro Bowl yet. This dude's been to the Pro Bowl.
Right.
But, hell, the fact that you question him and he's going to be able to go back to the Pro Bowl says a lot.
And the Von Miller one is a really good one, too. Von Miller is somebody that's been –
Everywhere.
And we haven't seen him in games, but he looks good. He looks quite good in practice. And I think Von Miller's the kind of guy we'll know when we see it. You know what I'm saying? Like that's who he is. Want to hit up these phones, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Who do you think wins your training camp superlatives? All right? Best rookie, best free agent fit. Best, most impressive, just overall best, who has been the best. You don't have to have been here. You guys have all been watching clips. You've been reading. You've been listening to us. Listen to Grant. Listen to the Junks. Like, whatever your opinions are, this is your chance. Training camp's over today, dude. We think we're going to see an awesome practice later, but it sure as hell sounds like they're having a practice right now, so I don't know what we're going to see later. And while I've got you, be sure you listen to 1245. Commanders head coach Dan Quinn is going to join us.
Yeah.
Could we ask DQ who's impressed him most during camp?
Hell yeah.
I'd be really curious his answer.
I mean, all right, over under, three or four people. 4.5.
Yeah, dude.
Over under.
There's going to be some names. You know a dude that's really impressed me? Andrew Wiley.
Yes. Moving around, doing all the stuff. Listen, man.
Just a pro.
Like Ray Brown would always say that. Ray, like, he never said he's a professional. He always said, man, now that dude's a pro. This dude right here has a – it's possible he's going to be backing up.
Okay?
He's going to be a backup this year instead of a starter.
He may start off
as a starter. But all he's done was play every position they asked him to get in. And I think DQ discussed this yesterday about him. He's done everything they asked him to do, and at a high level. Didn't complain about it at all. Just kept moving forward.
Dude, I don't know. I'm guessing with the delay, this dude hasn't heard this yet.
Who?
I just got a tweet from CW1906. He said, can I submit my vote for Andrew Wiley as most impressive?
Wow.
Dude catches so much heat, but he's been balling, playing multiple positions this camp. He's going to be so valuable.
What's his name, Andrew?
C-Dub, Curtis.
I'll trust him to see if his name is Andrew Wiley.
Yeah, I think he's in the bubble. Whatever's going on in there, I think Wiley's busy.
Now, Wiley's been playing, man.
All right, your chance to weigh in training camp superlatives. Our guy Rusty in Delaware is on the line. Rusty, what do you got?
Good morning, boys. How you doing today?
We're great,
good,
bro.
Man. What's happening?
Hey, so my most impressive, I was only at camp one day. But my most impressive was Zach Ertz. I mean, what is this, his 11th training camp?
He's looked good.
To just show up every single day. And we were there. We had an end zone view when we were there. And just to watch him run his routes and, you know, take the ball all the way to the end zone, some of the catches he was making across the middle. I mean, what is Zach, 33, 34? He doesn't look like it.
Dude, his ability to get off the line of scrimmage – I watched him closely last year. If people remember, when people would ask me for a fantasy sleeper, I said Ertz, and he went on to have a really good year. He looks quicker this year, and I'm not exaggerating. He looks quicker off the line of scrimmage this year. Good call, Rusty. Thanks, buddy. Be safe down there with that hurricane. Lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Good idea from Jeff. Who's your sleeper coming out of training camp? We're taking your calls next on The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. On Tuesday, August 26th, is FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race, or who you think is going to be the champion of the NFL when the season comes to an end, or you can parlay your division winner dark horses. Listen, I've been naming it all week. Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, and I even threw my man Jaden Daniels into it. And whoever you're going to pick to win the Super Bowl, many people think it's going to be the Baltimore Ravens. But I think still they have to go through the Kansas City Chiefs on that side. We got the Eagles. They still have a lot of people. Will they be able to do what they did last year again this year? Will somebody else jump up and get them? Mainly could be the Commanders. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. So visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now. Because Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere.
Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
B. Mitch of Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
That ain't the way to have fun.
Good idea from one Jeff Walker. We're running through our superlatives. Training camp is over. Who's been the best? Who's been impressive? All of those things. The best is Jaden Daniels. We're not taking calls on that because that's the answer. But if you want to pick your 2025 Pro Bowler, I pick Quan Martin. B picked Brandon Coleman, which would be very cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff took Tunsil. Best free agent, best rookie. Who's been the most impressive? And then Jeff has a good one. A sleeper. Somebody that nobody's really talking about to come out and just have a great season.
Mm.
I don't know that this counts as a sleeper.
Who?
Jeremy Reeves. Revo has been an absolute stud special teams player.
And we'll call him a sleeper because he hadn't been playing it.
He hasn't really gotten a lot of run with the defense.
But you know, every time he's gotten run, he's been good.
Dude, it kind of reminds me of DeShazer Everett years back, who was always just a just really, really good on specials. Mm-hmm. And then never really got a lot of burn defensively, but when he did, tended to make plays.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of see a lot in those guys.
One thing about those guys that play specials, you know what they do? They go full speed all the time.
Dude, last year, I'm stunned at this number. Do you know how many defensive snaps Revo got last year?
Mm.
Four.
Wow.
I mean, so I kind of like Revo as a sleeper on the defensive side of the ball.
That is a lot of time. And coaches, and this is not a knock on coaches. Coaches come into a team, they see guys what they do, and they leave them. They typecast them at what they do. And they never look at what else they could possibly do. And that's one thing Dan always talked about where he tried to work things, different things. And I think him shifting people around, doing stuff, they're like, ho, put him back there again. And they began to see this dude here shows up. And he did that. He did that prior to them coming here. He would play whenever they put him back there. He knew what he was doing. So
we're taking your calls, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. You have a sleeper, somebody that's going to make a big impact this year that maybe folks aren't expecting for the Washington Commanders. I've voiced my vote, Jeremy Reeves. He's been an absolute stud on special teams, but it sure looks like he's going to get a real opportunity as a safety in defensive packages, and I think Revo could really make some plays here. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. 1067 is the number. You got a sleeper coming out of camp? Somebody you think is going to make a big play?
Do I have a sleeper? All right, well, Football Talk on the 1067 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Jeffrey, it was your idea, so who's your sleeper, dude?
John Bates.
Yeah, my sleeper is John Bates. I know John Bates has been making strides. He can
be
block.
Putting people to sleep this year, I promise.
Yeah, he can block. And to see that guy seal off two defenders so Bill can get that run, that's going to be the sleeper for this year. And I think it's going to – he if everything goes well, here go another one of Jeff Too Funny bold predictions.
Let's go.
Last time I said Cam Sims was going to get six touchdowns. I'm not going to put a number on it. But if John Bates – continue to keep blocking like he is, I see him becoming an offensive threat as well. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of tight ends that block, they tend to get open sometimes when people least expect it for big plays. So I expect to see a little more big plays from John Bates this year.
Jeff, did you see my TikTok with John Bates?
No, yo, I did not.
Shout out to Derek, who actually put it together, but we did. I asked Bates because we had Baldy on yesterday, and Baldy posted that video of Bates taking out the two inside linebackers. I asked John about it, and I showed him the play on my phone, and we kind of watched it together. And he's just so humble and doesn't want to like say he's like he said he's like honestly the inside linebacker the second backer didn't do that good of a job of getting around me. He said he's like I had the first dude, and he kind of just ran into us. Just it was funny. I also asked. I asked Connerly about that play, the Bill Kroski Merritt touchdown run, and Connerly's like, yeah, you know, could have been a little cleaner. I was like, a little cleaner? He wasn't touched. Like, how much cleaner can that be? And that's just how linemen are. All of them want to give credit. Connerly's like, yeah, Nick did a great job. I was like, you drove a dude 50 yards downfield, man. Like, they never want to take the credit. That's just how they're wired.
Yeah, but you better give it to them.
Yeah, that's our job.
Are they going to have a problem? No. They go, hey, yo, man. I'm like, look, bro, you don't want it, so why the hell? Like, they always wanted you to say so-and-so did the block.
Right.
They want the credit. They just don't want to say nothing about it.
Landfill, you got a sleeper? Somebody you think could have a breakout season?
Yeah, I don't know that he really counts as a sleeper because he's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day, but I feel like people aren't talking enough about the fact that Von Miller's on this team. And he's going to, you know, he was good last year when he played. They're going to play him situationally this year, and I think he's going to have a big impact.
I like that one. Let's hit these phones. 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. Larry is in La Plata. Larry, you got a sleeper
What's
for
up,
this
Larry?
Year?
Yeah, I do, guys. Good morning, fellas. Trey Amos, I think, again, with Lattimore being healthy, there are some that are going to stay away from him. Go after Trey Amos, and I think Amos will get plenty of opportunity to improve rapidly. I think we are going to shock the world with our cornerbacks. I know our safeties get a lot of hell, but I see Trey Amos having a breakout year.
I love that.
All right.
Thanks for the call, dude. In some ways, I almost wonder if Lattimore is a little bit of a sleeper. Like,
it could be.
It wasn't great last year. He was hurt.
Yeah.
He's been dealing with these injuries. Looks healthy. DQ, you know,
he looks happy. He smiles a lot these days, boy.
Yeah.
Last year, you didn't get no smiles too much out of him.
Totally, man. Yeah. You got a sleeper, B?
Nah. I haven't been thinking that much. A sleeper. Jeff threw that out there. I'm like, damn, I got to work. None of my stuff just come a little easy. Sleeper. Let me think about that.
To me, the sleeper is really interesting, and, you know, there's two sides of every coin, right? And we're talking about who's impressing us and who could break out and all these things. There are two dudes who I think fans are at least concerned about, and I think two top 100 picks last year in Luke McCaffrey and Ben Sennett. Those are the two dudes I think. When who'd you like to see more out of? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you'd really like to see those dudes do more.
Honest, like, the question is, you said see more. Who you want to see something out of? More, and give them nothing. You know, I just – listen, both of those guys, you see what they the capabilities they have. And I said it to you earlier about Luke. Like, Luke seemed like he just – don't just let it go. It's like he's overthinking everything. And a lot of times when you are changing positions, that's what you do. And, yes, he changed from being a quarterback a couple of years ago, but not at this level. And I think he's still thinking about stuff. He got to just let that go because he is an athlete. And he has to just be able to say, I'm just going to go out here and be a damn athlete. And Ben has all those capabilities too. They have to stop thinking and just start reacting.
Yeah, it's the Senate thing. I think he's an able blocker. I think he hasn't been great on special teams. I think with Ertz playing at the level he's at, he's just kind of buried when it comes to being able to offensively show what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
Luke, in this training camp, opportunity was there to show out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right? Like, you're getting a ton of work. Terry and Noah. Terry hasn't been here at all. Noah really hasn't been here much, if at all.
I got a sleeper.
Okay.
Owens.
Tyler Owens.
I started asking questions about him because, you know, you heard all the stuff last year. Then I heard Joe Witt make a comment one day that the fastest guy on the team, and I'm like, and he said Tyler Owens. And I'm like, nah. And I talked with Jason Simmons, and the guy ran like a 10.05 meters.
Damn.
he was a track guy. Then he said he don't count that because it was wind aided, so he did a 10.1 meters. This is high school. But then he's that big. He was that big when he was running that. They talk about him a lot, and he has already come into the conversation of those safeties over there. And I can see him having a breakout year as a special teamer as well. So I'm going to go with him.
I like that. Yeah. Let's check in with our guy Quentin in Bethesda. What's up, Q? You got a sleeper for us?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing today?
Good, buddy. Man. What's happening?
I'm thinking somebody that got a lot of media press early on and then got injured. I'm going with Noah Brown to have a big year this year. I think our receiver core, he's always just been a bright spot when healthy. So I think he's definitely going to provide a great push for us this year. And I can't wait to see him. Hey, 3 receptions on my ticket every time for him.
Okay. I like it, Quentin. Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Got a good one via Twitter from Ren Gambino. He says, what is that noise? My sleeper for the season is Austin Eckler. People forget how many pop plays he made in key moments last year. I understand the concussions, but with B-Rob gone, Bill being a rookie, and C-Rod not having a bunch of in-game experience, Eckler's my guy.
All right.
Eckler has looked good. Steve on Twitter says, I've got Connerly as my sleeper. I think he more than locks down the right side.
Mm.
You know, one player that really deserves a ton of credit is Chris Rodriguez. We can draw the straight line from Bill to B-Rob's departure, but C-Rod talked yesterday about one of the biggest things he's changed for his life, for his career, is his speed and his conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
He talked specifically about, I don't remember the exact numbers, but like everything is tracked for these guys in games and in practice, right? And one of the things they track is speed. Like how high of a speed do you hit? And C-Rod said, I think last year, the whole season, he maybe hit 20 miles an hour 2 or 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's done that more so far in training camp than he did all of last season. And that is a testament to work ethic. I mean, Chris got challenged last year. You got cut, signed back to the practice squad. Somebody could have signed him if they want.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't happen. I thought Chris showed one thing I've known about him for a long time, just the kind of teammate he is. When Lattimore showed up, if you remember, Rodriguez just gave him his number. There was no song and dance about it. It was like, all right, you're a 2-time all-pro corner. You wear this number. Cool. I'll get a new number.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it says a lot about who C-Rod is and kind of what he's about. We got more people chiming in, especially on social media. Coming up at noon, we're going to switch gears a little bit, talk to our friend Nick Baumgartner. Nobody go anywhere. It's B-Mitch and Finley. Now, before we go, we got to tell you about our friend, Mr. Paul Henry, and the great folks over at Paul Henry's Window Installation. These guys have made my house a different place. Replaced all the doors, all the windows. They've made it. We used to have to hang up this curtain over the window in the kids, like our family room where my daughters play. In the winter, it was freezing. and I couldn't do anything about it because I'm an idiot. Paul Henry came in, got his new windows, bang. House is nice and cozy, man. Mm-hmm. No more weird, like, heavy curtain over this window because it was so drafty. That's the kind of work Paul can do for you in your home. He has completely transformed my home. Getting new windows and doors, it'll pay for itself over time because you're going to save money on those utility bills. Can't recommend working with Paul enough. It's like working with Family B. I know they've done a great job at your place, too.
Yep, they've done the same thing they did for you. They did them for me. And I think the thing about Paul, when he comes in, he doesn't come in and overcharge. Doesn't sit up there and try to make you pay for the most expensive things. He just sit down, find out what you're looking for, and will give you suggestions. Suggestions that are feasible. Things that you can financially go out there and handle. And I like that about him. You know, he's not trying to go out there and make top dollar off of everybody. And, yes, he will do that for you all just like he does for JP and I. That's just the way the man is. He's not the one that's going to do it because we sit here and talk about it. He's going to do it because, you know what, he wants your business to come back. And I told you I had him come once, and I had him come back again and again and again because when someone does a great job, you want to keep them coming back to your house. So call Paul right now to get $100 off each window with the 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitchell Finley sent you. PaulHenrysWindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big opportunity for the young man. Lanfield had an interesting question for us right here, B.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think any starters are going to play Saturday against the Ravens?
I don't know. It's kind of wishful thinking. But think about it. Let's be real. Like, some of these younger dudes, you never know. They may end up being a starter. I don't know.
Well, I think that's well, one thing we saw. So the team released Julian Good-Jones yesterday, and they were trying to make it work at center for him, and he couldn't snap the ball in shotgun, and he got released.
It's a little high.
So, dude, like, the term starter in the NFL, there are probably 11 guys play on offense. Six of them are true starters, right? Six of them are guys you want to play every snap.
Offensive lineman and the quarterback.
Yes. Five of them won't. Odds are six of them won't. But you'd love it in an ideal world. Defensively, last year, two safeties played damn near every snap.
Yeah.
In Kwon and Chin. But, like, starter in the NFL, I think, is a bit of a misnomer. To me, it's more about contributors, right? Like, major contributors.
Everybody help at some point. And, like, I remember John, you always say, everybody always care about who starts the game. He said, but you know the people who coach put at the end of the game? The people we really trust. When game is closing out, you need to close the game out. So those guys that you see the coach say, hey, get out on that field now. And that's normally not the main running back. It's normally your third down back. The guy who can guard that block, catch balls, run the ball, sure-handed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So is it – and I wish I had known that before. I was like, to hell, we're trying to start.
Dude.
Who plays the most? Who you trust?
Like a dude – this is a guy that could be a sleeper, honestly. The we haven't mentioned him in 2 hours of the program.
Who?
Daron Payne.
Yeah.
Daron Payne would widely be considered a starter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Daron Payne's not going to play Saturday. Daron Payne only played 68% of snaps last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most of any D lineman. Dorrance Armstrong, a guy that we consider a starter. I don't think Dorrance is going to play on Saturday. He only played 58% of snaps last year. Now, he missed some time and stuff, but like
kind of. They move him around. They try to make sure they get fresh. They stay fresh.
That's kind of my point. Like a dude like Jalen Holmes that I have been really encouraged by since he signed and made an impact. He only played 15% of snaps last year. But that's a dude that is going to contribute to your goals in 2025.
Totally.
So, like, could Jalen Holmes play Saturday? Sure.
Possibly.
So there's value in watching what he delivers on the field. You know what I'm saying? And I think sometimes, like, we get caught up in starter versus contributor. But there's 47 dudes active every week.
All of them are starters. You know why I say that? They all get paid.
Sure.
In college, at one point in time, the guys that were the big name starters, they got money, and the people that were sitting down didn't get anything. Just saying, that's we hear all the stories. We heard them all. In the NFL, everybody gets paid every week. So everybody's a damn starter.
Well, and then think about – I don't think we'll see Eckler Saturday.
Probably won't.
I don't know that we'll see C-Rod, right? But, like, Eckler made a big impact on this team, definitely lost some time, but he played about 40% of snaps. Somebody else is going to play. Last year, they started 9 different O-linemen, started 5. Dieter got a couple starts. Trent Scott got a couple starts. I'm blanking on
that. Chris Paul? I think he started the game or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if he started last. Chris Paul looked pretty darn good the other day, Monday night.
He's dense.
He's a dense fella.
Yeah, get that dense weight.
So, I mean, will starters play Saturday? I don't know. But, dude, Zach Ertz was a monster for them. I believe played in every game last year. Played 66% of snaps. So, Bates, Sennett, maybe they don't go. Maybe this is a real Lawrence Cager kind of show.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's value in what we're going to see Saturday, even if it's not fantasy player prop value that we kind of tend to equate everything to. When we come back, Nick Baumgartner will join the program. We're talking best seasons from rookie quarterbacks and what to expect for Jaden Daniels in 2025. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.